Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1134, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 108 desk. When I was in there, he was at work on a pile of letters and things like that. Redirect examination. When I was first employed at the factory, Mr. Nick said to me, I will give $12.50 a week. When the busy season comes up, about the 1st of August, I will raise it to $15. About the middle of June, I asked him to raise it on the 1st of July, but he said, we will wait until August 1st. At the time, I testified at the coroner's inquest. I had never seen any of the financial sheets. I did not write a figure on that financial sheet. At the inquest, I thought the average sheet was the financial sheet. I told Mr. Frank that I couldn't stay longer than 12 o'clock, and he asked me to stay all the afternoon and help him, that he was busy. I also heard him ask Harry Gottheimer to come over in the afternoon. Miss Corinthia Hall, sworn for the defendant. I work in the finishing up department of the pencil factory. I am a forelady. I was at the factory on April 26th. I got there about 25 minutes to 12. I had to come to town on the East Lake car and got to town about 11:30, and it took me about 5 minutes to reach the factory. Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman was with me. She had spent the night with me. We went there after her coat and to telephone to call up Mrs. Freeman's husband. We went up to the fourth floor to get the coat and then came down and went in Mr. Frank's office. It was about 15 minutes to 12 when we left the factory. Mr. Frank was writing when we came in his office. His stenographer was in the outer office. Mrs. Freeman said she would like to use the telephone. She used the telephone and then we went out. During the 10 minutes we were there, he was talking to two men between the outer office and the clock. He was dismissing those two men when we came. Mr. White and the stenographer were in the office then also. As we were going up the steps, Mr. Frank called to Mrs. Freeman to tell Arthur White to come down that his wife wanted to see him. On the fourth floor, we saw May Barrett, Arthur White, and Harry Denham. When we left the factory, the following people were still there: Arthur White, Mrs. White, May Barrett, her daughter Harry Denham, the stenographer, and Mr. Frank. Cross-examination. We met Mr. Holloway between Broad and Forsyth Streets as he came out of the factory and as we went in. We met Lemmy Quinn afterwards at the Greek Cafe. Don't know what time it was when we came out. We went to corner of Alabama and Forsyth to use a telephone. It took us about 5 minutes to go there and come back to Greek Cafe. We got a cup of coffee and sandwich and were getting the change when Quinn came in.